Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ryan Ugly is out. Brandon Scott is in. T-Mills on the ones and twos. Stay plugged in. We got some Cody Jinks rodeo tickets to give away in the next hour, the 5 o'clock hour. We're giving away a four-pack of Cody Jinks rodeo tickets. We just gave away a four-pack to Brooks and Dunn. That came and gone. It came and went, if you will. You still got that opportunity for Cody Jinks, so stay plugged in. The Texans have made a move. They went radio silent there for about a day and a half, but they... The Texans have made a move. They have made a trade. They gave up a 2026 sixth-round pick to the Vikings, and the Texans get Ed Ingram, a guard, in return. So 2026 sixth-round pick for Ed Ingram, a guard. Ed Ingram is a former second-round pick out of LSU. Minnesota inserted him into the starting lineup damn near immediately. After drafting him in his first training camp, he struggled for a couple of years. They then brought in Dalton Reisner. I don't know if that was a trade or free agency, but Dalton Reisner came in. Dalton Reisner was competing, hurt his back. So Ed Ingram remained the starter for eight more games. Immediately when Dalton Reisner was healthy, he was plugged in to the starting lineup and started the last eight games. And here we sit with Ed Ingram. Ed Ingram's got 1 year left on his contract, a little over $3 million, I believe, is the number there. And the Texans get at the very least some depth at the interior offensive line position. B. Scott, there's obvious concern here with Ed Ingram. I mean, Ed Ingram coming in, they need the Ed Ingrams and Lakin Tomlinsons of the world. They need just depth and competition for sure. These aren't the kind of moves that I expected the Texans to make when, one, they announced they absolutely have to priority number one fix the interior offensive line, and then when they decided to trade Laremy Tunsil. These are not the moves that I expected them to make. Ed Ingram, there's a high upside. Like I said, former second round pick, big strong dude that is physical as hell and will finish. There's no doubt about that. He brings a level of physicality to this offensive line that is much needed. But there's in the pass protecting game, there's been some real struggles, not just with Ed Ingram, but there's also been some real struggles with Lakin Tomlinson. I'll give you a stat real quick. Now these are advanced stats, so take it for what it's worth. But the Texans shipped out the third highest, the guard that allowed the third highest one-on-one pressure rate among all guards in the league. That's Kenyon Green. They have now turned around and acquired the guards that would rank number one in that category, which is Ed Ingram, and the guard that would rank number four in that category, which is Lakin Tomlinson. So I don't know.
So one guy who ranks worse and as the worst, and then another guy who's just right there with
Kendrick. Yeah, one guy that's very similar. In fact, I mean, it's just the more you read about Lakin Tomlinson, you know, he gave up. He was in Seattle last year. He gave up more sacks than any left guard. He gave up 11 sacks, gave up more than any other left guard in the league that had 300 or more pass-blocking snaps. And so whether you're looking at Lakin Tomlinson or Ed Ingram, again, I think these are guys that come in, and look, change is good. A new coach is always good. A new scheme is always good. And these are two guys that one guy in Lakin Tomlinson was with D'Amico Ryans in San Francisco, so D'Amico Ryans knows what he's getting. And then when you look at Ed Ingram, he's coming out of Minnesota, which what the Texans are trying to do offensively, at least what they've been trying to do offensively, is very similar to what Kevin O'Connell does in Minnesota. Now, I don't know if we're going to have a little bit more of a New England twist here in Houston now, probably so, but the San Francisco, L.A., Green Bay, Miami, like that whole McVay, Shanahan, Kubiak twist is where both of these guys have experience in that system. So that is a plus. Their inability to protect the quarterback is a real problem that puts me in even more of a bind in a trying to make sense of what the Texans are doing up front.
Maybe these guys are depth. Maybe they end up competing for starting jobs. But I do think it's worth pointing out with both of them that in Lakin Tomlinson, you're talking about a guy with a lot of experience starting at left guard specifically. And with Ed Ingram, you're talking about a guy with some experience starting at right guard specifically. So you've brought in, whether you like the advanced numbers or you like the tape or you like the narratives or anything like that, you have brought in two guys who have a lot of experience at those two specific positions, left guard specifically, right guard specifically, with Tomlinson and with Ingram. I would say the only way to really view it as a positive at this point, aside from just like not thinking that the sky is falling just because they brought in a couple of guys and this must be the answer and this must be the end. We understand that we're very early on in the offseason and the free agency process, haven't even gotten to the draft yet and all of that. But the only thing, like the main positive spin I could put on it right now would be, hey, maybe this is the physicality and the sort of tone setting offensive lineman mentalities type of stuff that they're bringing in that we've been talking about. Maybe these guys reflect that. Yeah. Maybe not the most talented guys. Maybe not the most productive guys. Maybe not the most analytically friendly guys right now based off of what they've done recently. But when you talk about an attitude, when you talk about an approach, when you talk about everything that we complained about with the Texans offensive line in the past, aside from the lack of production, but just not feeling like that tone was set, not feeling like they were nasty enough. I know there's people on the internet that felt like they were more interested in designer clothes and social media posts than they were just smacking the sun gun across the room in the face. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like you want your football team to reflect that and your offensive line to be that more than anything. If nobody else is, for them to be that way. And it never felt like that was what it was. I do think you can expect that to be the case with these two guys, if nothing else, even if they're not quite as talented or as productive as you would like for them to be.
Yeah, I'm with you, B. Scott. Now we're getting back into like the fix for the offensive line goes beyond just you know, like superior talent, right? I mean, and I'm not making excuses for any of these guys. I'm not making excuses for D'Amico or Nick or any of them, what the moves that they're making. I think this is underwhelming. I don't think this is going to get it done. I don't think this is backing up your words or your actions, if we're being completely honest. So I don't want to come across as if I'm, but I've said this before. There's so many layers to fixing the Texans pass protection and the Texans overall offensive line play. There's so many layers to it that if you can just fix two or three of them, you're going to be significantly better, right? There's so many layers to it that if you can just improve a little bit at several of the layers, you're going to be significantly better. And so to your point, and to these guys' defense, One, you can get any player, no matter how good or bad that player is, and you can find an advanced stat that paints a negative picture about them. Now, these are pretty damning in terms of what the Texans have to fix versus what they're obviously not very good at.
Yeah, they're in Kenyon Green conversations,
yeah,
analytically.
Yeah, that's one that's thing I'd rather them not do. But here's what I think about. So your point, I think, is very, very valid of like, if these two dudes right here bring a level of dog, whether they ever touch the field or not, if they bring a level of dog to the O-line room and they're going to practice every day and they're going to piss people off and they're going to be more physical and they're going to do what Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter and these guys do, Azeez Al-Shaair, do on a daily basis on the defensive side of the football in terms of pissing everybody off and it's hard to practice against them, like, then so be it. That's one of the layers that has to get better. Now, here's the other thing, like just from an O-line perspective.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I think that these two guys being added at the interior O-line position, I think it puts the Texans in a place, assuming they make the necessary moves to bring in better than these guys. I think this makes the possibility that a guy that we've already seen fail miserably in Kenyon Green be inserted back, be one injury away from being on the field. Kendrick Green, a guy that should be playing fullback, being one play away from being inserted at the guard position. Like, that the Texans' starting offensive line and the product was bad last year, but there was also a piss-poor backup plan, and there was never depth that was worth a damn. That's why they continued to struggle over and over and over and over again every time there was a little injury here or there. So I think these guys do bring in a level of competition, yes. To your point, experience, yes. But at the very least, man, at the guard position, you're going to have some dudes battling it out that if they do have to play in a pinch, they're not going to be overwhelmed physically. Whether right. We're talking mechanics and technique like Kenyon Green was, or we're talking just physical abilities like Kendrick Green was. Like, when you start depending on those guys or having to play Jarrett Patterson out of position.
Or even Shaq after being injured and old and all of that.
Like, your problems are compounding in a major, major way when your backup plan is a flunky as well, right? Like these guys, I think, are at least softening that issue. Like, I think those guys are at least going to feel that void, if not better. So we'll see, you know, what comes of it, but boy, the more you dig into Laken Tomlinson and Ed Ingram, the more you find that there's some similar problems that Kenyon Green had. That's a scary.
And Ingram, I was reading up on this, like after he got benched, he has been pretty open about saying some of his issues were technique and a lot of the little things, some of the smaller nuances of playing the position, technique. And he said the biggest thing that he needed to do was kind of sit back, watch a little bit, ask questions, and kind of just own it. So I have seen, just from researching him in the last couple of hours or so, that he was accountable for where his shortcomings were, and you just hope that he brings, you know, that other element, that attitude, that nastiness, and you see that he's at least willing to be coached and to improve wherever. Now, that does not mean that you and I still not longing for them to go out there and make a more buzzworthy move.
Well, Cole Popovich is said to be, I've not seen a lot of evidence of it, but Cole Popovich is believed to be been really good with the young offensive linemen here in developing them. And again, change of scenery. You never know what can pop there. If Cole, no pun intended, old Popovich, if Popovich is as good as D'Amico is telling us he is, and Nick is telling us he is, then we'll see if he can't, make these guys, turn the corner, allow these guys to turn the corner and be better players. We'll see about that. All right, the Rockets got a nice little win last night. They're on a little bit of a streak. The best player on the floor last night, it was not Kevin Durant. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, it was not Devin Booker. We're going to tell you who that is and what the Rockets took care of business last night and what they've got moving forward. It's going to be a good week for them old Rockets. It should be a good week for the Rockets now.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford store share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.